there is a way of acceptance, of accepting things. So if you want, you can go through what happened with your day today and see if you're all right with everything that happened. And then when you get to a place where you're not all right with that, your willingness to let it go. For instance, we just went out and I expected to see a certain dog that I had suddenly fallen in love with, a new dog I just met. And I just thought, oh, well, that's a fantastic dog. And I'll see the dog again at lunch. Well, we had lunch and the dog was not there. So I felt a disappointment. Oh, I miss seeing that lovely doggy. So I have to go back to that and see how my expectation set me up. My expectation is what set me up. Instead of just accepting life as it flows, the dog is either there or not there. And it shouldn't affect you one way or the other. So if I was in a higher state of consciousness, which you can get into when you're by yourself in an introspective meditative space, that wouldn't have bothered me. But because I'm involved in the world to some degree right now and today, I set myself up for that disappointment. So I don't blame the dog or the person who owns the dog. I blame my own expectation, like you were expecting ice cream for dessert and you didn't get ice cream. So I say, is that my adult, my parent, or my child? Well, it was my child. So it was my child that was entranced with that dog, just fell in love with that dog immediately. So it's my inner child, the expectation of the inner child. So you get to know your own inner dynamics that way, and you don't blame yourself or blame anybody. So I don't blame my inner child, because that's what a child is. A child looks forward to the excitement of the circus and the clowns. But I knew what part of me it was coming from. It wasn't the adult. The adult doesn't need it. It doesn't come to the parent. The parent would say, well, we don't want you distracted by a dog anyway. It was coming from my inner kid. I love my inner child. I say, I think that's wonderful to have so much love for the world and for the animals in the world, and it adds to the joy of life. So I don't have to be angry at my child, but I am aware of where the disappointment came from.